Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in 30 minutes, we will have a live report from Elliott Shore Parks from Eagles practice. They are practicing at the Link today. Supposed to be Jalen Hurts' first practice back. The way that concussion protocol works, and Elliott explained this on the show yesterday, is that he has to have a full practice, and then they check in on him the next day to make sure that the symptoms haven't returned, and then theoretically he could be cleared tomorrow. So it's good news if he practices today, but it does not mean that we're out of the woods. Right. We're not out of the woods until tomorrow when he gets cleared. So Nick Sirianni did talk, and Buzz, maybe help me out here because I know there's a few different pieces of sound here. Nick Sirianni did talk about this entire situation earlier today. Now He did say that he's practicing, right?
He did.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Do you have that one first? Can we do that one first? All right.
You expect Jalen back at practice today?
Yeah, he'll be out there today. We'll get you the injury report after practice. We'll see how it goes, but we'll get you the injury report after practice today.
Okay. So he did say he'll be out there.
Yeah.
So they did follow up on that.
And said, how much will he practice?
Okay.
Are there any restrictions on Jalen today, or is he able to?
We'll give you the practice report when you get out there.
Standard operating procedure. Yep.
Well, they've determined that this is the way they're handling this, yep. So I respect it.
Yeah, Nick, just give them this line and get on out of here. Yep. Yeah,
they're probably holding.
Read the script. Yeah,
they're probably holding
the cue cards
in the back. Just with, say nothing.
Yeah, say nothing.
Was there one more?
He was also asked if he's worried about him being rusty.
Okay, here it is.
With Jalen missing most of the 3 games, are you worried at all about rust with him?
No, I think I answered this. To somebody, I can't remember who, earlier this week. This is why you practice. This is why you go through the process of practicing and all the things that you do at practice to get on the same page, to do everything there. We feel like we practice at a very high intensity level. This is why you go out there and do those things.
Now, in fairness, and I know why he said what he said and Kellen said what he said, and they said basically the same exact thing, he hasn't practiced in 3 weeks either.
Right.
So,
this is why you practice, but he hasn't been.
Right. He has.
Great answer, coach.
And I do think Nick's tone answering the concussion questions, I think, has basically told everyone in the room, hey, stop it. So, because that would have been my follow up. It's like, oh, it's great that you practice hard, but he has not practiced.
Yeah.
So, I could understand why they don't want to say yes. I'd be a little worried about Ryan.
And I do believe if he doesn't pass protocol, it goes back to the first step in protocol. Like he has to repeat all 5 steps again.
Really?
I think so.
All right.
He didn't pass protocol.
He gets another crack at step 5 tomorrow.
He gets another crack at it tomorrow.
Oh, because theoretically the symptoms would be back.
Right.
So he would have to go through all the steps
yes,
again.
Yes, I think
if he doesn't get cleared, that means there are symptoms there
yes.
tomorrow. We'll ask Elliot that when we have him on in about 25 minutes. And after Elliot, we do have the return of Flyers in 50 with Brodes.
Hey, Brodes! Brodes put his beard in for hair. Big top hair.
He does
too.
Have a good head of hair.
Yeah.
Now he
had some old pictures, though. He tweeted us. There's hockey pictures.
Lettuce, as they call it.
Lettuce.
Not
yes.
at the barn, yes.
Yes.
Well, doesn't lettuce mean that it's when you have the helmet on and it's coming
the
out of the
hair's coming out of the helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Phillies have the
bit of
the lettuce.
Yeah, it's probably the only thing he's known for.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, so real quick with Boehm.
Yeah.
As soon as his dating life went public, everything went downhill.
Oh, yeah. You're right, actually.
It really did,
yeah.
Man.
Brodes,
no offense to the young lady. I'm just saying.
Brodes, great head of hair. He's got a lot of hair.
Got a lot of hair.
I would say it's good hair. Looks a little,
it's good flow.
No offense to. Looks a little greasy.
Well, that's all how those hockey guys are.
Now, I'm a guy who says...
I'm letting you go with
well,
that.
Yeah, I'm a guy who says don't use shampoo because they're ripping you off, but he could get the hair near water occasionally without using the shampoo. It looks like he dunks his head in a fryer or something. And then just lets
once a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
His hair. Not his head. His head. He's a handsome guy. I'm talking more about the hair. It looks like it's just sort of, maybe he just drenches it with baby oil or something.
We have to use his 50 seconds to address this today?
Yeah, well, we might have to use all 50 seconds. All right. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove in these playoffs the same way that Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen have to prove it in the playoffs? 215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
Yes, Mike, you guys are killing me, man.
What happened?
You guys are killing me because my thing is, for one, Spike, I don't think you got kids, Spike, but like, you got kids.
Yep.
And you guys know, Ike, would you expect the same thing? This is just for starters.
Mm-hmm.
Would you expect the same thing, Ike, out of your 10-year-old that you expect out of your 12-year-old?
As far as what?
As far as I'm just get cut to the chase, my 10-year-old, I can't trust her to put her jacket on a cold day and walk outside to the school bus. My 12-year-old, I don't have to ask her anything. She's on top of it.
Okay.
So we can kill the Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson things. Granted, they're great players, but they got two full seasons more than Jalen, and they have yet to accomplish anything other than personal stats.
Well, what has Jalen accomplished then?
But he's 2 years younger than these two guys. Spike, so it's not a fair comparison.
Dude, it is a fair comparison.
He's been in the league 5 years, Lamar.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen's been in the league 7 years.
Oh.
All right.
And he managed to do much enough. And so another thing to me is...
Wait a minute. He's got a better playoff winning percentage than Jalen does.
Josh Allen does?
Josh Allen is 5-5 in the playoffs. Jalen is 2-3. In fact, Jalen's playoff record looks more like Lamar's. Lamar is 2-4. Now, he hasn't been to the Super Bowl, of course, but Lamar also, like Jalen Hurts doesn't have to go through Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl, for what it's worth. Lamar's 2-4 in the playoffs. Josh Allen's 5-5. Jalen is 2-3.
Okay, so my thing is, right now, Spike, we all know Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson has reputations for getting to the playoffs, doing absolutely nothing. But again, like I said,
Hurts but Jalen's done nothing in 2 out of 3 years of the playoffs.
Last year, before they got to Tampa, they looked like a team that was firing on all cylinders. They lost their last 7 games.
But all you're doing is making excuses. He's part of that team that lost all those games.
Was it in-house turmoil, Spike, or was it just they just got
He's
bad
He's part of the in-house turmoil, too. Nobody wants to admit that this is true. It's true.
It is. He was.
Okay.
And then when he got to camp
this year and they asked him to talk about his head coach, he didn't want to let it go either then. And I give him credit for evolving this year. I give him credit for putting his, I guess, ego to the side and having to hand the ball off 40 times a game or whatever it is. But truth be told, if you're going to give him credit as a winner and say they went to the Super Bowl and all these things, then he's been in the league long enough for me to say, go out and prove that you are who everybody says that you are.
I understand that, Spike. He has to show up and do his part. But when you guys say improve it and you compare it, my issue is when you say compare it and you put him with Josh Allen and then you basically also tie that in with having a bad playoff game last year. That team quit way before the playoffs last year.
And he's part of that team that quit.
He is a part of it.
Okay,
so my thing is, again, Why do we hold that with so much? Why do we put so much stock into that playoff loss when clearly we knew they were losing to the Giants down the stretch? They didn't try against anybody.
Dude, because here's why. Because if you're going to put stock in the playoff wins, then you have to put stock in the playoff losses. They all count. The 22 counts, 21 counts, 23 counts. They all count. And if they all count, then you can't just say when the team was really good in 22 and they got a very favorable playoff draw and they got through it, okay, he gets credit for that. But then the next year, he's part of the team that didn't play well. He's part of the team that crumbled down the stretch. And he's part of the team that got their asses kicked. Was it 31-9 in Tampa, whatever it was? He's part of it. He's part of it. That's why he has to prove it. Has he been in the league as long as Josh Allen? No, but it's not like Josh Allen's been in the league for 15 years and Jalen's been in the league for 3 years. It's 7 years and 5 years.
Let me ask you this, Lamar, because listen, and I believe in Jalen. I really do. But let me ask you this. You don't want to see, as an Eagles fan, Jalen do what he did in 2022?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course we do. But my thing is also, in this offseason, when they signed Barkley to that amount of money, I remember hearing I think it might have been Joe saying, well, they're not going to give Barkley the ball that much. In the offseason, they said, you know, they paid him because they do plan on giving him the ball 25 times. So this year, when you're giving him the ball 25 times, Kenny Gainwell is getting 7 carries, and Jalen's running the ball 7 times, that's 42 carries.
Yeah.
And so to me, you're not going to get much more production anywhere else outside of those 42 carries. As long as when I need Jalen to throw the ball, he can throw the ball,
but
I'm
here's
fine
the thing.
With it.
But Lamar, they need to throw the ball in the first quarter too. Like when you say need to throw the ball, the only time to throw the ball, this is the NFL in 2024. The only time to throw the ball is not when you're down 10 points or when you need to happen to throw the ball. You need to throw the ball more than they throw the ball. And I love time of possession too, but in having a 10-minute drive in the first half is not the same effectiveness as having the 10-minute drive in the second half. And 10-minute drive in the first half and you score 7 points, you have the opportunity to score more points. You want to get as many points per possession as you can get. And not being able to throw the ball early and not being able to throw a ball effective throughout the game limits the amount of points they can score. And I don't, that's why they try to throw the ball early in the game and they haven't been able to do it, save for the Pittsburgh game.
Well, it's weird that you say that, Spike, because when I listen to a guy now, I feel like a lot of people, players, current players, former players, they just going to give you what Nick Sirianni just gave you, a bunch of word salad. They're not going to tell you anything. I listen to a guy like Rex Ryan, and he says all the time, you do not win in this league with bad quarterback play. So if they're not, if they're running, as you said in your first opening statement, they're running from the ball. They're scared to They're scared to do it. How do you keep winning if NFL scouts and defensive coaches know that you're scared to throw the ball? How do you still win 14 games?
Because everything else is amazing. They have the number one defense in the NFL. They've had the best offensive season in Eagles history with the running back. They have the best offensive line in the NFL. I'm not saying he's trash. You have to be very, I have to be very clear. I'm saying he's been average. He's been average, and they do run from throwing the ball because these other teams run the ball more than they throw it. Baltimore runs the ball more than they throw it. Detroit runs the ball more than they throw it. Green Bay runs the ball more than they throw it, and they are still far more effective passing the ball, and that's why they all score more points. That's why they score more points, because they're effective passing the ball.
So I would also say this. If I look at Jalen's from a passing standpoint, this year he averaged 193 passing. You go back to 2022 when he played at an MVP level, he averaged 246 passing per game.
That's an enormous
That's a
difference.
Lot of yards,
It's 25%
Lamar.
More.
Yeah, like so you...
Mike, who was they giving the ball to? What running back that year was running the ball 25 times by himself?
Here's the thing. Whether one guy runs it or three guys run it, it's rushing attempts. The Eagles were the number one rushing team because Jalen ran the ball a lot. In 2022, along with Miles Sanders. So they were still the number one rushing team. It didn't all come from one person like it did this year. And I understand what you're saying. I understand that. I'm just saying you can clearly see where the passing game has sort of regressed. Like, we can't ignore that. Even last year, he was 226. He was 226 per game. And now we're below 200. So if we're being fair, you can clearly see that the passing game has taken a little bit of a back seat. And we can't say it's just because of the running attack, because, again, in 2022, they were the number one rushing team in the league because of Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts, and Kenny Gainwell. They ran the ball. Like, Jalen ran the ball more than, like, didn't he run for like almost 800 yards in 2022? I think so.
I understand that clearly. What I'll say to you about that is, because you're the number one running offense in a league that just passes the ball, don't mean that you're throwing the ball 40 times, running the ball 42 times a game. All that means is you're the number one rushing offense in a league where nobody runs the ball. They was running the ball that year where you might have had Jalen doing it. You might have had Jalen 10, 11 times. He's keeping the ball in the RPO and running. But this year, they are intentionally running the ball 42 times. However they're doing it, I'm pretty sure. I don't have the stats.
Well, by the way,
they're running the ball a lot. Yeah,
they
are.
Lamar, Jalen's runs, a lot of Jalen's runs are him calling his own number to run the ball and scrambles as well. So not every Jalen run is the offensive coordinator saying, Jalen, run the ball.
I clearly understand that. Okay. But what we do know is when he's not in the game the last two games, Yes. When you don't have that option of him actually doing it, you're a total different team.
Wait a minute. How many yards did Saquon Barkley run for against the Dallas Cowboys?
What, 31 carries?
160 yes. yards. How many points did they score against the Dallas Cowboys?
They scored about 40, Spike. But
40! How many did they have in the first half?
The point that you're missing, Spike, the point that you're missing when you talk about that is, again, they were running this guy religiously to get him the yards because, again, it wasn't like he was whipping Dallas all game. He had 31 carries. You should have 160.
He had 31 carries because at the end of the game, they tried to get him to 2,000 yards. He had probably 6 or 7 extra carries in the game. And by the way, you're proving my point. They can still run the ball effectively, but if they pass the ball more effectively, they will score more points. It's happened. With Pickett in and with McKee in, they were both more successful early in the game, scoring more first-half points than they scored all year long. It's just true. You're going to score more points if you can throw the ball effectively. It's a fact, Lamar.
Was where it is, Spike, when you say that. Saquon had a totally different story. Saquon said it's different running the ball without Hurts.
Of course it is. And he still ran for 160 yards. Of course it's going to be different.
So you believe, Lamar, you believe, and this I'm kind of in this camp, but I'm just wondering, you believe that they don't need to pass the ball much more?
No, I believe when the shots are there to pass the ball, you need to do it. I feel like you need to pass the ball to keep them honest.
Right.
In terms
right.
of... You just can't run the ball because, I could be the defensive coordinator if you're never going to even attempt throwing the ball. But at the end of the day, I feel like when people get on the radio and they kill Hurts and say, well, Hurts should do this or he needs to improve this. No, he need to go out there and not lose the game for you. And however that looks,
okay.
not he can't
well,
be the
but,
reason.
But I would tell you this, million. Lamar, I don't want a quarterback whose job is to not lose. And I can promise you this, the organization doesn't want a quarterback whose job is to not lose. And I said this is why the Rams moved on from Jared Goff. It's why Jim Harbaugh moved on from Alex Smith, because there are quarterbacks that are good enough for the regular season, but not as good as they could be. And anyone who said before this season, looking at this offensive setup, saying that you would have been happy, 8th in the league in scoring, 8th behind the Washington Commanders, that you would have been happy, it's not true. And you wouldn't have been happy. You would have told me if I asked you before the season started, where are we going to rank points a game? You'd say top three, definitely. You'd say top three because 2022, we were top three. Last year, we were 7th. We were 7th. We were 8th this year. There's just no reason for it aside from that we don't throw the ball effectively enough. It's the only reason.
My thing is you add Barkley, though, Spike. You got, like I said, you add an all-world running back. A lot of that's going to look different. I mean, regardless of what
doesn't Baltimore have an all-world running back this year?
Yes, they do.
Doesn't Green Bay have an all-world running back this year?
Well, they got a good running back. I'm not going to call that guy.
He's been great this year. He's been great. He's been great.
Led the league in rushing 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like both guys are great. Yet they find a way to score more points and pass the ball. All right, Lamar, give us somebody with a great head of hair.
Troy Polamalu.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a great answer.
Oh, that's a
great
answer, Lamar.
That's going to be tough to beat.
Yes.
It's going to be tough to beat.
There's a lot of great hair out there, but Troy Polamalu is a good one.
I have one I want to throw in.
Yes.
Get me back in with the delegation.
Okay, that's
now,
right.
Now, it's not one in my DM, yep. but it kind of gave me the idea.
Okay.
How can I forget about Snoop?
Oh, Snoop has great hair, too.
Yeah. Can't forget about Snoop.
And it's one of one hair.
Yeah.
It's one of one
Well,
hair.
Snoop does the perm. He does the...
He has all different
styles. Yeah, he has all type of stuff going on up there. But yeah, I had to put in Snoop. Aaron wanted to throw in Kid from Kid and Play.
Oh, that's a great
one. Yeah, that's
too.
A good one. Right?
That's a good one, too.
He wanted to throw his hair bit in.
So I have I won't say who it is, a friend who works at WFAN.
Mm-hmm.
And for another job he has, he got to go visit Snoop. He went to Snoop's compound, recorded something with Snoop.
Oh, man.
And they finished up, and they saw the ashtray.
Of course.
And there were a bunch of half-finished...
Oh, yeah, blunts.
Blunts in the ashtray.
Yeah.
And he asked the guy who works there, he's like, hey, are we allowed to... He's like, yeah, go ahead.
Partake.
He smoked Snoop's weed in Snoop's compound, like maybe weed that Snoop himself smoked.
Yeah.
That's a good story, man.
I smoked with Snoop before.
You did?
Yeah.
I can imagine Snoop's weed.
I can't
believe
I just said that on the air.
This is the first time you've ever admitted this publicly?
I think that's the first time I've ever admitted that in the 18 years I've been on the air. I think that was the first time. Got caught up in the
story
moment.
Story time?
What was the situation?
Story time? Come on. You can't believe
it. I've already said it.
Yeah.
So I was at school, Michigan State.
Okay.
So we used to have concerts, and, right.
Yes. Yeah, we had Ice Cube do ours at USC.
Yeah, we had a couple, So, and the guy who did the promotions for the concerts or what have you, he would use football players for security.
Okay, yes.
So we would, get to be the security in front of the stage and the backstage and all that type of stuff. So I always wanted to be one of the ones in front of the stage. I want to see the concert too, right, when it's going on.
Yep.
And so... Me and my roommate, I'm not going to throw him out there, but me and my roommate, we're Snoop's on stage smoking, rapping, doing his thing, and he just passed it down. And
you have to.
I had to. I was happy to.
Now, my guess would be Snoop's weed is particularly effective.
That is the weed.
Did you notice a difference between that?
From the regular college weed that was being sold on campus? Yes. Yeah, I think there was a big difference. He brought that chronic with him.
That is a great story.
This was right after the he got acquitted from the murder was the case. So it was right after that when he could start touring again and all of that. So, yeah, man, we did Biggie and Junior Mafia, they performed. I got to do security for them. Ice Cube, remember Do or Die?
Yes.
Chicago-based rap group?
Yes.
Those guys?
The Ice Cube one, I bet, was 94 because he did our campus as well.
Probably was 94, 95, did a Bernie Mac comedy show. So all those things they used to have on campus, we used to be like, man, call us when you need security and we're there. So that was a cool gig to have.
And not only did you smoke weed from Snoop's weed, it is the height of Snoop. Right after Murder was the Case was the height of Snoop.
I got the picture somewhere. Not of me smoking with him.
I would say someone got a shot of
of me at the concert and while Snoop's on stage rapping and everything. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's a good. I remember when MTV used to
do
all
that. I said that on the air.
Ah, come on, man. It's legal.
What took you so long?
There are worse stories. There are worse stories.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yes, that's a good one.
I remember when MTV News used to do all the stories about the Snoop trial. They would say, Snoop Dogg, whose real name is Calvin Brodus. They would say that every time. They would always say what his name was. All right, coming up next,
They got Snoop Dogg right instead of Tupac.
Well, on MTV, they should at least get that.
I guess I was thinking about the other news, regular news people.
This is an ABC News Tonight. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, we will have a live report from Elliot Shore Parks, who is at Eagles practice. It's set to begin in about 10 minutes. We will have Elliot here next to tell us whether Jalen is on the field and what he is doing from the limited amount that they're allowed to watch. They're not allowed to watch the entire practice, but from the beginning. So we'll get that from Elliot, as well as your calls, 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have to prove something in these playoffs the same way Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz still not back from paternity leave.
Oh, I tell you.
As he sits at home celebrating the birth of his second child. Lord only knows what he's doing. Buzz doing a bang-up job back there in Fritz's place. You making it all about you back there, Buzz?
Always.
Filling in for Jack?
Always.
There we go. That's the way. Coming up in moments, we will have Elliot Shore Parks live from Lincoln Financial Field, which is where they are practicing today. So Nick Sirianni said earlier that Jalen would be out there for practice, did not say how much he'd be practicing, and said that the media would be notified how much he practices based on the injury report, I guess, which is what it'll say, limited or full. And this is what's got to happen, because this is a big day if he is out there. He cannot get cleared to return today. The way that concussion protocol works is that the number 5 step, which is the final step, which is what Jalen's at, is that he has to go through a practice, and then the next day they have to check for concussion symptoms. And if he is clear of those, then he can return. Now, Ike, the question I would have is, and we can when we have Elliot on, I guess we can ask him. I was under the impression that he would have to be a full participant in practice to get cleared, not a limited participant in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's out there and just taking some snaps and throwing some balls and not a full participant, I don't know if he can get cleared tomorrow. So I think that's a big thing to check on with Elliott.
Ah, so he has to, so he can't just be like off on the side.
I don't think so, because I remember when, because Devontae had a concussion this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when Devontae did, I believe what happened was, because there were a couple of days where
he was out there. No, you're right. I do remember that.
Before he got cleared.
Yeah.
So if he's limited today, I don't know that he can get cleared for return tomorrow if he's not a full participant.
So he's already been listed as limited?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm saying Nick did not commit to whether he would be limited or not earlier. He said, you'll find out when you get the injury report later. So we'll have to wait until that happens. And I guess when we have Elliott on, and we'll have Elliott on in 30 seconds, we'll find out whether that's the case, because I know Elliott got the entire lowdown on how concussion protocol works. So this is a huge day.
Yeah.
And also the other thing I would say is that if he can't get cleared for being limited, then it puts clearance on Friday. Then tomorrow would be his last opportunity at a full practice, right? Friday is a light practice, I guess they could call that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still considered a full practice. Yes.
And you're getting to the point now where if he doesn't have a full practice today, you're really into one full practice in 3 weeks and no games and going into a playoff game.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. I think, oh, we have Elliott now? All right. Elliott, you there, buddy?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Hey, Elliott.
Hey there, Elliott.
I feel like I'm at a training camp practice. So I'm at Lincoln Financial Field. We are walking out through the tunnel right now. The Eagles moved the practice from the NovaCare to the Link today. There's a bunch of snow. The ground is frozen. But obviously, the big news is Jalen Hurts. So here I come. I'm walking out of the tunnell. You can hear the music playing.
Real quick, Elliott. Are they practicing at the Link just to give themselves more of like the game feel?
The ground is frozen.
No, so they're practicing at the Link because the ground is frozen. All right, I'm out here, and Jalen Hurts is here. He has his pads. He has his helmet. He's currently throwing a medicine ball around.
Okay.
But he is here at practice. First time he's been at practice since the concussion.
Okay. So a couple of questions here, Elliott. First of all, you have not been told, I imagine, based on what Nick said earlier, have you been told whether he will be a limited or a full participant in practice today?
No, we have not been told that, but I would say that I think the chances are he will be listed as limited because he's not fully cleared out of the concussion protocol. So there's a chance that he does mostly everything, but because he's in the protocol, he's still considered limited.
Okay. So the second question is, if he's only limited, can he get cleared tomorrow? Is there a bar of participation that he has to clear today to be able to get cleared tomorrow?
Yeah, so I believe he has to, take part. Now, the limited thing is where it gets tricky because, like, he technically can't get hit, but also in practice you're not getting hit.
Right.
So I believe if he does everything today, that he will be able to take the test tomorrow.
Okay, but I guess what I'm trying to say is they can't just put him out there, have him throw the ball around, say he participated, and then give him the test tomorrow. He has to actually participate in practice with other players.
That is correct, yes. He has to partake in the practice, yeah, and not just to what you're saying. Now, the other piece of news I'll say while out here is it is all practice. He has his pads. He has his helmet on. So all three quarterbacks, as it's been all season, Jalen, Kenny, and Tanner, are out here.
I'm sorry, you went in and out. You said, say again?
I apologize. Kenny Pickett is also out here at practice.
Okay, well,
so
that's terrible,
Jalen is
too.
Here. Kenny Pickett is here.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Andy has on his – he's not just out here. He has on his helmet. He has on his pad. So it looks like he will be a full participant.
Okay, and final question here. And you can't watch the entire practice, right? So you're not going to be able to see what Jalen actually does.
So we got about 10 minutes left.
Correct, yeah. We're just out here for warm-ups.
Okay. Final question is – is there any – so the Eagles released Ian Book yesterday, and everyone saw that as an indication that they think it's likely Jalen will get cleared. Is there any roster reason that would make sense for them to release Ian Book before Jalen actually gets cleared? Like, what is the advantage to doing that? Is there any?
Damn it, Elliot.
Oh, we lost.
Did he know to get somewhere where he can talk? Well, then again, he only has 10 minutes to be there.
Do you think the Eagles are preventing us from getting? Are they playing? He's back. All right. Elliot, is there any roster advantage to the Eagles cutting Ian Book before Jalen actually gets cleared? Because everyone saw the release of Ian Book as an indication that they think Jalen would be back, but I don't understand why they would do that early.
So the Eagles, the advantage of doing it is today they signed safety Lewis Seen from Georgia off the Buffalo practice squad. So I think that they cut Ian Book yesterday for two reasons. One, because they knew that Jalen was going to practice today, and presumably their assumption is that he is going to be fine and he'll play on Sunday. But they also signed a safety, so they needed that roster spot.
Okay, so it's probably more about the roster spot, but they probably feel a little better about Jalen getting cleared than if... Then if they weren't confident, they probably wouldn't have cut him.
And as long as Ian Book is still available, if they needed to go and re-sign him, they could just re-sign him. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep, out here, Jalen's starting to throw the football. He looks like a normal Jalen. Doesn't look like he has any wraps on his finger either.
No wrap on the finger.
He has a glove on it, but it doesn't look like there's any wraps or anything.
All right. QB1.
What are we playing? Naughty by Nature? What are we doing down there?
I mean, look, if it ain't the Boca Raton boys, I don't care. So I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Boca Raton boys.
I think he's talking about the Costco
the
guys.
Oh.
Yeah, they live in Boca Raton. They act like they're in New York, but they're not in New York. All right. Well, Elliot, if anything else happens there, if you get any specific news, please let us know. And we appreciate you checking in from the link.
Absolutely. Will do. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. There he is, Elliot Short Park.
There you go.
And then do we have, we're going to get Broads for Flyers and 50. Well, it's good news he's out there. It's good news he's throwing the ball. We won't know anything until... Definitely we'll know later today how much he participated in practice, and then tomorrow we'll be able to find out whether he cleared concussion protocol. Big news.
Looks good.
Big news.
I see photos of him. Looks good.
Looks like Jalen?
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not wearing sunglasses.
No, he's not wearing sunglasses.
That'd be a bad look, I think. That'd be a bad look from a concussion standpoint.
Can he hold a conversation? Do we know?
Broads.
Can he hold a conversation with SVP?
Yes. Well, it wasn't a big conversation holder prior, I think. Broads.
Yo.
There he is. We haven't done Flyers in 50 in forever. You must be pretty backed up.
Itching. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm itching for some orange and black. A few things I got to get off my chest, though.
All right. It can't be the Flyers stuff, though.
It won't be. It won't be.
All right.
If you think Snoop's weed is good, wait till you find out about Broads' Kush. Tell us.
What?
We have a little WIP party. I know Hugh. I know now Ike. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time in the little rotation, if you will.
Broads.
That's number one. Number two. I'm not done yet. I got more. Ike, not only can we partake in that fun, we can also watch a little college hockey because Michigan State is number one in the country. I tuned in on Thursday night last week.
Wow.
Let me just watch a little college puck. Michigan State's got a little one next to the name. I'm going, all right, Ike needs to know that information.
I definitely need to know that.
Imagine a little bit of some Broads Kush maybe five or six times through, and then we get to watch some Michigan State puck, baby.
Holy cow.
You've opened up a whole new...
Yeah, I didn't know this was happening. Yes.
Yeah, you did this. I had to live with the gummy...
Well, you encouraged me.
I didn't do it. Well, I just wanted the story. You said it. If I had to live through the gummy era, you have to live through this era.
Okay. And,
bro, do you think Michigan State's going to be in that Frozen Four?
Frozen Four?
Yeah.
It's a great question. We're going to have to keep our eyes out on that. But listen, now let's get back to reality here, because I had a New Year's resolution that I was going to give Spike a fresh, clean slate, right, kind of work into this new era of Flyers in 50.
Yeah, I have the best weed, everyone. I'm proud.
Here we go.
All right.
I had the greasy hair nonsense.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yo, did you hear the new Raekwon? I got him on that one.
Oh, man. You're unbelievable.
Flyers in 50. Buzz hit his music.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I'm going to go big picture with this. So let's stop hiding behind the fact that this is a rebuild. What do we have here? Because on a night-to-night basis, I get pissed off and I get sucked back in for two or three games. I'm like Spike with the Sixers. So what do we really have here? The goalies aren't enough. Owen Tippett gets signed, but he's only on pace for 22 goals. What's Drysdale? What's Cam York? Who are they really on the back end when studying this blue line? Will they ever shop Scott Laughton? Because he actually has value, yet they're sitting on their hands with this guy and acting like he's never allowed to be traded. And with the ceiling of Bobby Brink, what's the ceiling for Bobby Brink? I have no idea. Outside of Mitch Kopf and Travis Konecny, I have no clue what's going on with this team, and I expected to see
All right. Blah, blah, blah. We're at 50 seconds.
So that was my big picture look.
Well, you're lucky that we stopped with shaving seconds off, because I haven't been keeping track, but I did look at the standings earlier, and the Flyers are like 3 points out of very last place in the conference. So you, I guess coming in, it's a real question, not trolling you at all. Coming into this year, was the playoffs something that Flyers fans that you were expecting out of the team or hoping for?
Hoping is probably a good way to answer it, but if they were so close last year and added a Mitch Kopf, you would have thought that that would only elevate them, but the goalie stuff, the Carter Hart thing did throw a wrinkle into this, of course, and right now that's a big question mark on what's happening in the crease, so that's a huge part of this, but... I feel like they're just stuck. They're just in this range of close to the playoffs, but not. And they're just kind of stuck.
But isn't I'm trying to I guess counsel you a little as somebody who went through the process. Like you can't put the cart before the horse, right? Like the rebuilding, isn't this year just really about the development of Mitch Kopf and not like winning games and getting the playoffs and all that? You want to get in the playoffs if you can, but this team just feels like it's. We're in like the first or second step, aren't we? Or are we further along than I think that we are?
No, that's fair. But I think where I'm having frustration is there are guys here that you would like to be a part of the big picture, and I'm not seeing a big enough step this year. Like Owen Tippett gets signed to this big contract. I need him to go score 40. My man's on pace to score 22. He's got 11 right now. So there are guys here that I project to hopefully be a part of the future, okay. And they're not giving me enough of a jump, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand. I like a pissed off Broads, you know?
Yeah, there's the best Broads.
I like a pissed off Broads and a celebratory Broads. And a get with the high Broads.
Well, listen, I was going to boost this show in my WIP power rankings, but because think about it, you guys are having me on during an Eagles playoff week, which is a big deal. I didn't know if I'd get the text.
Yeah,
but the disrespect at the opening.
And yeah, the hair. Yeah, that was not cool. Spike. That was not. That was
not cool. So my WIP power rankings you might have to take a hit here.
All right.
The camera's just kicking ass in the morning. You have a lot of work to do.
Well. All right, Broach, when are you on next?
I'm on tonight at 6 o'clock. So do we do 5:30?
He's on after us.
5:30 Creed?
You're not allowed to do 5:30 Creed. You're a hater. I love the underground hip hop, the real lyricists. What's that?
I'm just gonna barge in.
Okay.
Well, can I give you my best hair, by the way?
Sure.
Not me.
Yeah.
Ludacris, come on now.
Oh, Ludacris had great hair.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And a lot of different styles, too.
That's true.
A lot of different styles.
So like Snoop. Yep. All right, Broads. We'll see you at 6.
All right, Broads.
There he is. You can follow Broads on Twitter at Broads81.
Speaking of Flyers hockey, you see the boys down at the barn last night?
No.
Landon and Jordan.
Wow.
Best buds.
Oh, there you go.
Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson.
All right. Okay. They were sitting there.
What do you call those seats? They were sitting. They're not court
on the glass.
Side. Yeah. On the glass. Okay. There it is.
Ringside.
Yeah. My first date.
Were they
Val?
Banging on the glass?
Yeah.
First date. So when I first started dating Val, my wife, we were both working at WYSP. I was a DJ and she was on the, she was doing promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad got me these tickets on the glass for Flyers Penguins.
Ooh.
And I asked
that's
her,
a great one.
I asked her to go. I said, do you want to go to the game with me? She replies back. I always make fun of her for this. She's like, yes, I'd love to go. How much do I owe you for the ticket?
And well, she threw that out there, seeing if you were going to bait, if you were going to take the bait.
Honestly, looking back at it, those tickets are like $500. I just would have loved to be like, well, the price on the ticket's $500. I'll see you tomorrow.
You should have seemed like a nice guy. Be like, throw me 20 for him.
Yeah, just something.
See if you could get something for him.
But well, that was our. We don't count that as an official date, but that was the first.
My first Flyers game. I was a player. I went with my pediatrician.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a big hockey guy. He may have worked with the Flyers. I don't even know.
Not from when you were a kid.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Not when I was your kid's pediatric.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant, yes.
You flew him out from Ohio?
Yeah. No, they were his tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a huge Flyers fan. He just asked me to go with him. Not at the glass, right. but about five rows up from the glass. I could feel it, yep.
Flyers games are a lot of fun.
I could hit all the hits on the glass, man. I was jumping when the puck was flying my way.
And I remember at the game we went to, who's the guy with the long red hair that was on the floor?
Hartnell?
Scott Hartnell? Scott Hartnell.
Hartnell,
that was post game, yeah.
Hartnell got in a fight and bit the guy. And Val is screaming and hitting the glass.
Banging on the glass.
Bite him. Yeah.
Yeah, biting.
Yes. She went nuts. Nuts. Yeah,
oh, so she's a hockey fan.
Well, she's just a lunatic, I think, deep down. She's from Upper Darby, so you get her a Flyers game. The true girl comes out. So, yeah, we went to that. The Flyers games are fun, man.
Yeah.
Flyers games are a good time, yep. I think.
I think hockey's the most different in person versus TV of any sport.
Yeah,
it comes alive the most in person.
I think both soccer and hockey, and I think the reason that they're so much better in person is because there's so much going on that isn't happening around the ball or the puck. Both of them. And if you don't see everything that's happening,
it doesn't make as much sense.
It doesn't make as much sense, I think. You don't understand the strategy as much, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Brode's unhappy. I think Brode's has just got the only thing that matters to me this year is Michkov,
right?
Is Michkov.
That's really what Brode's is unhappy about.
Yes.
I mean, Tortorella is, my goodness, back and forth.
Yeah, doesn't like that.
Sit the guy.
Doesn't like that. He's benching him. What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Most important thing that you can do is play. It's the most important thing you can do.
It's like, I don't care who you are. You earn playing time with this team. Yeah.
That's why we need Hinkie to run the Flyers.
No, you know, when I was out this press conference a couple weeks ago, because we were on vacation is when I heard it, when he did the whole, I'm not here to babysit.
Oh, right.
I was like, you know what? I'm out, man. Yeah.
Wait,
I'm out.
Were you previously in?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to follow the kid.
Yeah.
We got Brodes here.
We want to be Michkov.
I'm just saying, he's done benched him like three times already, man. It's just January.
Wasn't it Embiid that said, I'm not a babysitter?
Yes.
Yes.
About Ben.
It was about Ben, right?
Ben,
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That never hits well, when you say I'm not a babysitter.
No. All right, so coming up next, I'm looking forward to – I'll always look forward to Baldy. We have Brian Baldinger on with us every Wednesday at 4 o'clock. This game specifically, right? Because now this is the nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm.
These are the big games. So Baldy has studied the tape of both the Packers and the Eagles. I want to find out how much of a difference it means to not have Christian Watson in there. Packers play a lot of zone. Jalen hasn't been great against zone this year. So I want to talk to Baldy about that. He will tell me I'm an idiot, and then he'll only answer Ike's questions. So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.